Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, presented to you by your local Hyundai dealers. This is where Chicago goes to talk Bears. Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, and Odyssey Station.
The Score!
This portion of the show brought to you by Northwestern Basketball, the Wildcats host DePaul, Illinois, and more. Welsh Ryan Arena, the place this season. Buy tickets at nusports.com.
This segment is brought to you by NJ Diet. Visit njdiet.com or call 855-5-NJ-DIET.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 of the Score. I want to thank everyone connected to the program. Thanks to Evan Thomas for getting us up and running on Twitch. We've been twitching all morning, and thanks to everyone for calling, texting, and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Tuesday.
We really appreciate it. Thanks to our executive producer extraordinaire, and he's also our update guy extraordinaire. He is Dustin William Rose. Thanks.
There is no secret sauce.
There's got to be secret sauce. Thanks to Ray Diaz. Ray, bless you, kind sir.
Everything we do has to come back to winning at the major league level, but that is a lagging indicator. The leading indicator is having great people with great processes who are disciplined in those processes, who are committed to our organization and its vision. All of those processes have to lead back to acquiring and developing players.
My wife, as I was walking out the hotel room this morning, she says, "Don't say processes again. You said processes way too much yesterday."
It's hysterical.
His wife won the press conference.
Yeah, she yeah. did. I got to tell you, I love talking to Carter Hawkins. He was very impressive.
He was. Yeah, he was impressive.
Really
I
enjoyed that conversation. Yep. And now is a conversation that I hope I enjoy. It's with Dan Bernstein and Layla Rahimi.
Hi,
morning,
Dan,
Layla.
Guys.
Good morning.
Hello.
See what
How
I did there,
you?
Dan? I feigned enthusiasm
little,
for you.
Rhetorical.
Yeah, it was fun.
Shift there.
I just love.
There's a feint.
I'd love to have fun with you because I love you so much.
Mischief. With
Speaking.
Molly
can
today.
Can I profess a new sports love that I have?
Sure.
And this started a couple years ago when I saw him at the end of the playoff game against Houston. Josh Allen, on any given play, he will never go gently into that good night. There is no, until the last possible chance is squeezed out of every single play, he is a warrior, man. He just, no matter what, it doesn't matter where they are on the field, even when he hands the ball off, he's like, you know, he's still thinking about how he could possibly score a touchdown on that play.
He's a big quarterback. He is athletic. He's got a rocket arm. He's fun to watch. You're right.
Yeah, he's just a loon out there, too. It's like with the pump fakes, you're halfway down the field and you're still pump faking. And all the stuff that people loved about Brett Favre, even though he's kind of a penis, that this guy's got. Oh. He's got every he's got every bit of that, and there's just this whole football thing he's got going on that is inherently infectiously joyful.
Let me ask you a question. Do you not feel that way about Aaron Rodgers? Because he attempted to block at one point, which was pretty impressive.
They should have cleaned his clock.
Well, I mean, Olin would have.
You know what's interesting about that is that Robert Quinn was the one who had the chance to do that, right? Robert Quinn was the guy
yes.
who could have
But they're buds.
Well, that's the thing. Afterward, I thought it was very interesting because Aaron Rodgers referenced Robert Quinn when he was talking about maybe the back and forth, and he called him Robert, and we're friends.
I thought he called him Bobby.
He didn't call him Bobby Q.
I was wishing he'd call him Bobby. That would be so much better if you didn't call him formally Robert.
Don't you wonder if that factored into Quinn's thought process? Like, oh, that's my friend. If that were somebody who were more anonymous to me, I would clean his clock.
I like to think not.
Did you see Olin?
Didn't happen with Khalil Mack and Derek Carr.
Olin made TMZ yesterday. Did you see that? Because he told us. Well, we asked him, Olin, what would you, you know, what?
Oh, yeah, so to punch him in the face.
Yes.
So that made TMZ?
Was that bizarre? It was so funny. It was like Bears legend, you know, like he didn't do it. He just said he'd like to. He has done it before.
Like he's Olin.
I think there's a lot of people maybe in Green Bay that want to punch him in the face. No?
Maybe some people in his own family.
Sure. How does that make you feel?
I like to punch him in his face. I like to punch him in his face.
The best part is the repeat. This is still the best part.
The restatement of the thesis.
I want to punch him in the face. Like, just reset the tone.
I want to punch him in his face.
And look, they used the picture on the website of Olin in his uniform, looking very ominous.
It's so strange that was like big news.
That's great.
I loved it.
But it was like the pullable quote. You know, it was the thing that we all hung our hats on because Olin summarized it just so well. And how about the fact that the old guys are ruffling the feathers of the young ones? It's not just Olin. It's also Lance Briggs and Alex.
Eddie Jackson. Come on. Really? You're going to go for a 10-year-old tweet to defend yourself? Dude, against
a guy who has an established body of work.
Right. Exactly. That's the thing. If you're going to pick on somebody in Bears lore or past that has missed a lot of tackles, Adam Archuleta, you know?
Yeah, picking on the Hall of Fame finalist is kind of a rough look.
Bad read, Eddie. Another one.
Ooh.
Sorry.
See? Yeah. Tackle somebody. There's a very easy way to respond to this by being a better football player.
That's it.
And when your issues on the field have to do with effort, that's a bad place to be in this league, in a game where you can be better because you play harder. Choosing not to is a bad look.
Do you hear what Wani said he would do? Live practice.
Yeah, that's
go live.
Good.
Talk to the union.
Well, peer pressure.
But he's basically saying that you got to learn to tackle. We do 10 plays. We're gonna all of us play full four. Let's see if he can tackle.
And that's what I liked about last night's game. You can tell when teams are popping each other. The physicality of that, and you know these two macho coaches playing games with the clock at the end. I loved that game. But just watching when Tennessee's offensive linemen swing around on some of those G leads and sweeps, and they are coming at you with menace. And understanding as a defensive back that you're going to have to bring your big boy pants and take on a 300-pounder who's running a 4.8. Good luck.
Taking on an offensive lineman or taking on Derrick Henry, I don't know which would be worse.
What's the difference?
What is the difference?
He is a man among boys, for God's sake. Did you see that's the fastest touchdown? That touchdown was the fastest touchdown in the league this year. And I mean, at that
21
size,
miles per hour.
So that matches Metcalf then, because wasn't Metcalf right at 21, 22 last year?
Last year. Well, yeah, that's this season. But yeah, he's in that realm.
We had this conversation.
That's my gold standard.
Before the show, I said, I don't know who's the best athlete in the NFL. Is it Derrick Henry or DK Metcalf?
And I said,
yes, that's the contest.
DK Metcalf running in that track meet was one of the coolest things I've ever seen.
It was.
It was like, oh my God, where did they get that guy? He was just so much bigger than these track athletes, and he's just Tear Arson.
The scouts were right about Metcalf's inability to sink his hips and cut. Like, as far as athletic, you would have to put in, like, you know, three cone drill stuff there. He's great straight liney athleticism.
Give me the straight line.
Yeah, he's fine straight liney. You want to speak of athleticism? I don't know why this video was making the rounds yesterday. It might have been the anniversary of it, but it showed the final out of the World Series in Yankee Stadium. I think it was 78. Either 77 or 78, and the fans storm the field, and it's Reggie Jackson coming in from the outfield, knowing that chaos is breaking loose, trying to get in, you know, up the stairs into the clubhouse, he destroys so many unwitting fans.
That's a famous video.
Oh, yeah. Seriously, but imagine him with a football in his hand. Imagine that video. Watch it again and imagine him as a ball carrier.
Well,
and it is like, I mean, this poor guy, I mean, I don't feel bad for him. You don't storm the field, but he's knocking people into next week.
He was.
And people are looking back like, holy crap, dude, I think that was Reggie Jackson. Hello? Steve? You okay?
It was Mr. October. So he would be pretty good.
Yeah, but that'll do it. Like, I mean, but when you see an athlete like that, people forget how fast he was as a kid.
That was a great year, the Yankees of 70. That was the Bronx Zoo, right? That was the Sparky Lyle book. Remember that one?
Formative book for me.
Yeah, that was a great book.
Peter Golenbach and Sparky Lyle. When they this is how baseball players really are? Whoa, that's what I first read when a birthday cake would show up in the clubhouse and Sparky would pull his old pants down and find himself a seat, and that's the way it was supposed to be. Like, baseball's awesome. I love these guys. They're fun. I want to grow up and be like that.
I'm still like happily picturing like people running fast. That is like my favorite thing. The football players who always crossed over as track athletes. That was always the most fun to watch. Like Jamal Charles just loved running track. Marquise Goodwin, obviously, with the jumps.
But probably easier for football players to go to track than track guys to become football players.
Yeah, depends, right?
I'm just thinking of great books I've read, sports books that changed my life. David Halberstam, Breaks of the Game. Did you ever read that book?
No.
It's about the Portland Trail Blazers, Bill Walton.
Dave Twardzik.
It's just Maurice an amazing, Lucas, amazing book.
Bobby Gross.
And I remember.
And Jack Ramsey, the coach.
Yeah, Dr. Jack. I remember I met Halberstam at a thing and I told him, hey, you know, that was my favorite book. I read that book. I don't know how I got my hands on it because it was like, I read like Paper Lion for some reason. Like these were just George old Plimpton. Books that were well beyond my years. And I read that book and he said, wow, no one's mentioned that book to me in 20 years. I loved writing that book. It was great. It was a great moment.
Mine was Dick Schaap.
Oh, yeah.
But Tom Seaver and the Miracle Mets.
I have that book at home.
Yeah, I remember reading that as a kid and reading it twice because I thought Tom Seaver was the greatest.
You know Jeremy Schaap?
He was.
He's not his old man.
Okay.
That was Bob Knight.
I get that.
Formative sports books.
I have to
North Texas, can you take it?
No, number one, it was Best American Sports Writing in 1996 and one Rick Tellender was always in there. So that was cool to work
with
him.
Which one? Playground or 100 Yard Lie?
I have to remember. I have to go back.
It might be a series of columns from that book.
Yeah, it's a series of columns. And then Skip Bayless, the boy.
Oh, that's a good book.
I know, but like it was, you know, that had a lot of incendiary moments in there. That it was the genesis of his feud with Troy Aikman.
Oh, that was good.
North Dallas 40. Does that resonate with you at all?
Being never
a Dallas girl,
it.
As Dave once had introduced you as a Dallas girl.
Yeah,
Dallas
girl. Never read it.
No, but you should read it. It's good.
Yeah, and then I loved the Best American Sports Writing series because that was always how I would, you know, a lot of ways to learn about sports, and then I would get old Sports Illustrated issues from my mom's friend who she worked with. He would save them for me. And for some reason, I saved all of the old Bulls Sports Illustrated covers.
Oh, that's
and look
cool.
where I am.
Wow. Good thing to have.
The other one I'd recommend is Loose Balls by Terry Pluto.
Yeah.
The oral history of the American Basketball Association.
Yep. Yeah.
Which is just, and at the time I was reading
Terry's still writing, I think.
Oh, sure he is.
Once in a while.
And anybody who's worked in any sort of fly-by-night minor league where you have the threat of the whole league folding every day you wake up, you know those stories, you live that stuff.
He's really good. I read a couple of Terry Pluto columns yesterday researching Carter Hawkins. He'd written about the Indians way or the Indians profile pitching because he's still involved.
Guardians?
The Guardians, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Sorry, stand corrected. You are Mr. Political
Correctness.
Oh, yeah,
we got to start saying that. The Guardians.
The Guardians.
You have to, and it's fine. I was just thinking of a book I read. It's a guy, Tony Cascarino, was an Irish soccer player who was he was actually not Irish, and he like faked he had a granny who came from Ireland or something, but he played for them, and he wrote a book about what it was like. He was kind of a middling type player, and he played in France, and he like cheated on his wife, started another family in France, would dye his hair before every season began because he was lying about his age. No, but it was like, it was fascinating about like the life of a sportsman who's kind of stuck in these lies in all aspects of his life. And
the tangled web he wove.
But he came clean on all these things in this book, and it was fascinating to just, you know, he apparently is
well written, great. Well done.
It was just a really good book.
You mentioned Bobby Knight made me think of just some books. Season on the Brink.
Yes.
Was terrific.
Feinstein.
Feinstein was, that was a great book. In terms of the reporting. He made you feel like you were going through the season with him.
That was Bobby Knight supposedly called him two different words. And Feinstein said, I wish he'd make up his mind so I knew how to dress.
Well, in hindsight, Feinstein has been criticized as the years have gone by for making it too much of a hagiography, where it allowed too many people to learn the wrong lessons from it, that being this autocratic bully was the way to build.
Glorified it.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Even if he didn't intend to.
Right.
Yeah, well, he did.
Breaks the game. Read about Dr. Jack.
That's a good one.
You take a different view.
That team was one of the greatest NBA teams.
I remember this story where they went on some kind of – it was when Bill Walton was at UCLA. He went on some kind of recruiting trip. They were trying to get some guy, and he showed up, and he went outside with the kid's little brother, and he was playing like soccer with this – 7-year-old, and he just had to beat the hell out of the kid. The kid is down like 7 goals and crying, and Bill Walton is just like celebrating because he's won. And they were saying like that's how competitive he was. It's pretty funny.
That's the old Jordan story about cheating his own mother, cheating his buddy Buzz out of in card games and stuff. Dusty Baker was recently talking about that, about how he would play with Darren when he was younger, that he would always win. He said there was a time where the kid's going to eventually learn how to win. He said, I'm supposed to win. I win.
Yeah.
That's hard how you're wired.
But Dusty stopped winning, apparently. What's up?
Okay,
well,
wait a sec. All right,
Drop the mic.
Layla said this last week, and I'm thinking about it last night. Like, you said, what's going to happen to the White Sox mentality and how quickly will it crumble after the Red Sox beat the Astros?
Yeah, I said it.
You did.
Because I knew the Red Sox would beat the Astros.
I didn't think so.
I told
you. But that's
they didn't
now.
Have enough pitching.
What if they go out like this? They probably won't. But if
the Sox beat them up. The Sox used them up.
There we go. Okay. So
the
Sox softened them up for this. Okay.
They've lost two pitchers.
No McCullers is the real.
I mean, it's a lot harder to hear the tapping on the garbage cans in Boston.
What is he doing with himself? Is he just kind of staying at the beauty salon all day?
I'm just waiting for the rationalization.
Something about a slider and torque on the arm, IDK.
If we ever hear from Rick Hahn, we'll ask him that.
Ooh! This turned into Hot Takes Tuesday. Everybody on Twitch wants to know the names of the books, so I need to... Or if you guys want to tweet that on the Mully and Hot Twitter, this turned into the Finer Things Club, like The Office, which
this
I'm a
guy
fan
says,
of.
Well, The Miracle of Castle DeSangre. That is a really good book. I've read that book.
We had Season on the Brink. We had Ball, Four, although Ball Four is great. Bronx Zoo, Loose Balls.
And Dick Schaap, Tom Seaver, and The Miracle Mets. Yes.
And The Boys.
And the Tony Cascarino book that I read.
I want to leave you with this. You're talking about Irish footballers.
Yes.
This was in Craig Calcaterra's newsletter today. He's going to join us at 10 o'clock. We're not talking about this today. He points out there's a picture of Aaron McCary, the goalkeeper for Glentoran FC, which plays in the Irish Premiership. And he's assaulting someone on the field. As you can see, he's grabbing him by the head, throwing him down.
That's good.
That is his own teammate, Bobby Burns, who had the ball taken away from
him
at midfield, after which the other team scored a goal with a few minutes left. Burns is on the ground because before this, McCary hit him. So the goalie the opening, attacked
you know
his
Georgie
own
Georgie Best
teammate.
Is? You ever hear of Georgie Best?
Sure.
So Georgie Best was like this like 1960s Man United player. He was considered one of the greatest players ever, and he was retired by like 25 or something. He just kind of crawled into a bottle. I think he died of liver disease. But anyway, he writes this biography, the opening of his autobiography is him in a hotel room in Northern Ireland. And he's in Belfast in this hotel room. And this guy comes up with, you know, champagne and whatever else they had ordered. And he's there with his girlfriend, who is Miss Universe. And the guy wheels it in and he looks at him and he says, Georgie, where did it all go wrong?
And then George Best finished his career half in the bag with the San Jose Earthquakes.
Oh, I thought it was the Tampa Bay Rowdies.
Well, he might have finished, but he did play for the – and if you look on YouTube, there is a video of George Best's maybe his greatest NASL goal called by a 20-something Pat Hughes.
Wow, you're kidding.
Ooh. No kidding. Awesome.
Yeah.
Really?
Do you know who covered him?
I didn't know that.
In the NASL, awesome. whatever league it was, Bernie Lynchicombe. Bernie, like one of the many millions of men that had once been out drinking with Georgie Best.
Really? Yeah. That was a lifestyle. If you did that, you could end up on a plane somewhere.
It's pretty wild.
Right? Because if George, cool. like when he went drinking, he was like a 5-day affair.
No, it was
right?
like a 5-year type thing.
Bernie years. And Pat Hughes. This ended well.
Yeah.
It did. Well, I feel smarter.
What have ye?
Oh, today we're unveiling a new segment that Layla came up with while we were driving in today. I got this text and I said, that's a winner. It's going to be called Finding the Whys.
Oh, that's good.
Matt Nagy's always looking that's for good. The whys.
Yeah. I like that.
And we heard
what Olin said, how to find the whys.
Yep. Bears influencer Olin
Mirrors
Kurtz.
On the ceiling.
That's pink white. Champagne on ice. Right? We're gonna find the whys. Craig Calcaterra, the aforementioned at 10, Cubs stuff at 10:20, Midday Midway, Sage Rosenfels at 11, Paul Charchi at 11:25.
Have a good show.
All right, there is no secret sauce.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.